The first and most obvious goal of this tutorial is to teach you about 150 bird songs. That's a reasonable and desirable goal in itself. But second, and just as important, is to teach you how to learn bird songs. You need points of reference. You have to train yourself to listen to a whole new set of sounds. So I've picked about 150 vocalizations to give you that training. You'll get a feeling for the range of vocalizations made by North American birds, from the American bittern to the black pole warbler, from the northern bobwhite to the pine grosbeak. Also, you'll learn to key in on the subtle differences among similar songs, for instance, how to distinguish the American robin from the summer tanager. And now for the mechanics of how to use this tutor. The first thing you do is select a group that you want to study from the list on the left. A recording will begin that discusses this group and plays the various bird songs. A couple of things also happen when you begin the recording. First, a picture of the bird appears. Second, the buttons at the top of the page disappear. And last, buttons at the bottom of the page appear. Those buttons at the bottom of the page are used to control the playback of the recording. I will describe their functions. The first button on the extreme left is used to skip a track back in the recording. Next over is the eject button to stop the recording. Next is the pause button. It'll stop the recording, and then by using the next button, the play button, you can start the recording again at the same point. At the far right is a button to skip one track ahead. Therefore, if you want to skip quickly ahead in the recording, you use that skip one track ahead button. If you want to go back, you skip back. If you want to go get a drink of water, you can pause. And if you want to stop the recording altogether, use the eject button. After a recording has reached the end or has been ejected manually, the buttons at the bottom of the screen disappear and the list of groups reappear. At this point, you can select another group to study, or you can go to the review page to hear the songs of each of the birds, or go to the test page to have your knowledge tested over this group of birds. You should begin at the beginning of the group list and work through them in order. You'll have to listen to the recording several times before learning the birds. You should try to master a group before going on to the next. After you've mastered several groups, try a midterm exam. There you'll be tested over all the birds up to your current group. That's much tougher than just being tested over one group at a time. Be patient. This is going to take some time.